What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on. What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, December 30th, coming into the New Year weekend. We're going to be talking about that a little bit here. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about on the show today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And Mike is in our control room. And a quick little program note. Originally, we thought we were going to be broadcasting live on Monday. But apparently there has been a change of heart, and we're going to have Monday off, and there'll be replays, but we'll be back live on Tuesday after the New Year's weekend, and we'll just be looking at all of that stuff here. Okay, getting into the news here. First of all, New Year's resolutions, everybody's got them, and we'll probably be talking about that as well. My New Year's resolution is 1920 by 1085. I think that's going to work for me. Okay. And I resolve not to make any resolutions I have no intention of keeping. Besides, nobody likes a skinny, sober talk show host. So Claire's laughing in the other room there. You know, I promise to quit drinking, but, you know, I still have to, you know, kill all those internal germs on a regular basis. So anyway, Vladimir Putin has shown once again that he is a statesman. And what it was, as you know, the U.S. threw this tantrum, Obama threw a tantrum, kicked out 35 Russian diplomats and their families, and closed two Russian diplomatic facilities because Russia's interfering with our elections and all the other nonsense they're putting on out there. And Putin has not retaliated, not kicking out any diplomats. And he says, I'm not going to stoop to Barack Obama's level and expel U.S. diplomats from Russia. He's taking the high ground. And by the way, our server is under heavy attack today. And that's just the reality. Just like Matt Drudge yesterday, Russia Today, the powers that be are just so terrified of what you're seeing here that they're trying to shut us down any way that they can. So we'll get back into that a little bit later. But Nigel Farage basically came on out and expressed his admiration for Putin's maturity and not getting down into the dirt, as it were, with Barack Obama. In fact, Putin's even gone one step further. And all of the U.S. diplomats' children are invited to a New Year's party. And by not expelling our diplomats, Putin is making Obama look like a petulant child. And that's exactly what's going on here. And more than that, Putin wants to comply with international law. And the reality is Obama has violated the Vienna Convention by kicking out the Russian diplomats. It's a violation of international agreement for diplomacy. And Obama doesn't care because we liberalologists, we're above the laws of God and men. We're allowed to do these things. Oliver Stone is out there on record slamming the establishment's Russians are coming, Russians are coming, the Russians are coming narrative. Because it's ridiculous. They're trying to take us all back to the 1950s and the height of the Cold War, and it's not working because those of us old enough to remember that Cold War know it was just a fraud to justify taking huge amounts of money from the American people and putting it into building weapons that really didn't have to work because the idea was they'd never actually be used. And it was just a huge cash-making operation, and the defense contractors were very generous campaign donors to politicians who went along with this. and all of those weapons procurement officers in the Pentagon would do their 20, retire with a full pension, and then on top of that, get a very high-paying job as a consultant to those very same defense contractors they were sending all this money to. It's a huge, huge scam. And again, I always go back to the movie The Pentagon Wars, which was based on a book by the same name, about the inside story of the development of the Bradley Infantry Fighting Vehicle. And when you see that or watch it, and I understand it is out there on, I think it's either Hulu or Netflix, and you will understand why the F-35 is the costly piece of junk it is. You'll understand why the Zumwalt is the costly piece of junk it is. You'll understand why the Gerald R. Ford aircraft carrier may never actually be usable in a real combat situation, because it's all about money and it's all about using fear tactics. The commies are coming to get you. You have to give us lots of money to protect you. And it was just a big, huge scam. Now, as you know, we mentioned yesterday, and we're going to take a second here to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just not rejoining our network. We're talking about this Russophobia in the establishment, this hard court press, full court press, to get some kind of a war going with Russia right now before Trump can come on in and just spoil the party for all the war hawks. And yesterday, the FBI and Homeland Security came out with a report saying absolutely Russia's hacked the DNC emails and Podesta and all the rest of it. But they're relying on this idea that people will read the headlines and not read the body. And what's interesting is at the very top of this report, there is this disclaimer saying this is provided as is for informational use only, and we don't guarantee that anything in here is actually accurate. And that was the giveaway right there. But the bottom line is IT experts are reading this report, and they describe it, first of all, as childish, and then they point out it doesn't actually prove Russia did anything. And remember, Julian Assange has said the DNC emails were an internal leak, not a Russian hack. Now, Robert Steele is out there with some very strong language saying the Department of Homeland Security FBI report against the Russians is absolute crap. Our own traitors, not the Russians, are the real enemy. And he's talking about how so many American politicians have sold out to foreign powers, whether it's Israel or Saudi Arabia. But the reality is there is absolutely nothing in that report that proves the assertion Russia had anything to do with the leaks of the emails. In fact, Russia hacked our computers is the 2016 version of Saddam has nuclear weapons. It's another lie to start a war by a government that doesn't know how to do anything but lie. John McAfee came on out and said it's a complete fallacy and it's outright manipulation. And it's fear-mongering. And it's not getting any traction. That's why they're in a panic. That's why they're hacking all of our servers here. All right, we're going to go ahead and grab a phone call. Bob in Las Vegas, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Before I ask my question, I wanted to thank you and Claire for all that you do.
Thank you.
I was introduced to you through one of your interviews with Richie Allen a few
yes.
months back, and I haven't missed a show since. I mean, so I want to thank you. I can't thank you enough. And if you ever get to Vegas, please give me a heads up. I would love to buy you and Claire a 5-star dinner.
Well, we appreciate that, and we don't know when we're going to be in Las Vegas next. We did a stop over there coming back from one of our few trips to the mainland. But 2017, one thing we are resolving to do is to try and get back to the mainland so that Claire can have some really good singers for her music. And also make it a little bit more convenient for me to go on out and accept these invitations. I'm always getting to speak at this or that conference or symposium. So who knows? We may be in the neighborhood real soon. We've already decided we're not going to move back to California without a really, really good reason to do so, because they're going nuts out there. But we'll see. Las Vegas has really changed over the last several years. when I worked as a professional magician, I used to go out there on a regular basis as an entertainer. Anyway, you have what is your question here?
You know, do you recall after 9/11, the intelligence services of this country met with the Hollywood, I guess, you know, the Hollywood producers or the writers about ideas to get into the head, get into the heads of the terrorists. Do you recall that?
I remember, yes, they were going on out and recruiting screenwriters and directors to try and craft a believable backstory for these fictional terrorists that they were going to throw at us.
Okay, I thought it was they were looking to Hollywood to try to get these screenwriters to get into the terrorists' heads to think up, like, what are they going to do next after flying planes into buildings? What could they do next? And I'm wondering if they're still using, if they're still turning to these people for maybe for their own ideas, for false flags.
Well, you're thinking 3 days of the Condor kind of thinking where they're looking for inspiration and creative writing. But the reality is most screenplays are really very implausible to happen in real life. And hence, a screenwriter is not somebody to do an actual analysis of what's inside the terrorist's head, which is why I conclude they were being recruited to try and craft a backstory for the terrorists to feed to the American public to try and make them a little bit more believable.
Okay. Mike, you know, on this anti-propaganda law that Obama signed,
yes.
What makes you think that if it did go to the Supreme Court, that the Supreme Court would rule in favor of the First Amendment?
Well,
these justices are probably as corrupt as these politicians. The NSA is there listening to who knows what dirt they have on these justices. Anything's
well,
possible.
We know they can be blackmailed. We know we all saw the very strange way that Chief Justice Roberts was opposed to Obamacare, opposed, and then suddenly at the 11th hour did a 180 about face, became the deciding vote that passed Obamacare, and then he took off for a week's vacation. I think it was in Malta, so he could duck the press for that. So the possible blackmailing of Supreme Court judges or the threat of assassination is a very real factor, but Trump is going to be able to fill one of those seats coming right on in to the office. The other issue is, of course, the First Amendment's pretty cut and dried. There's no gray area in there. All acknowledge that military secrets have to be protected, but outside of that, the Supreme Court historically has always ruled in favor of the First Amendment as an individual right, even in some really bizarre circumstances involving bovine feces glued to canvases. But the First Amendment isn't about pole dancers and artwork. It's about giving us the right to be able to tell the government when it is wrong without fear of retaliation. And Obama's new law is clearly antithetical to that, promising a retaliation if we start telling the truth in the face of government and corporate media lies. The Supreme Court can't rule in favor of that without delegitimizing the entire government in the eyes of the American people.
Yeah, I understand Trump is consulting with or he possibly interviewing Judge Napolitano, so that would be great if he selected him as his nominee. But
ooh, that would be good.
You know, we'll see. But last question, Mike, on Trump. Of course, he hasn't even gotten into office, and we have to give him time. He's had so many problems to confront. But on Israel, he did say during the campaign, and he was quickly attacked for it, that he was going to be neutral. He would be a neutral party in any negotiation between the Israelis and Palestinians. He called it the ultimate deal, and he's a deal maker, and this is one deal that he would love to close. But here, now he's talking about, one, the Republican platform didn't even contain the issue of settlements. And then in light of what happened at the UN, he was, standing fully behind Netanyahu in Netanyahu's condemnation of the White House and the State Department. So I'm a little worried about Trump on the Israeli-Palestinian issue. It just seems like he's flip-flopped so soon before even taking office. He's done 180.
You know, I absolutely, you know, agree with what you're saying, and Trump's views on Israel are definitely one area where I do not agree with him. However, remember what I said about, in many ways, Trump is as dangerously naive coming into the presidency as Jimmy Carter, because yeah. way too much of Donald Trump's worldview is based on his having grown up with corporate media telling him Israel is good, Palestine is bad. Once right. he's the president, and he starts to deal directly with Netanyahu and the government of Israel, I think he's going to start realizing that the reality is very different from what the corporate media was dishing out. And obviously Trump is going into office already disenchanted with corporate media. And so I give it about a year, and then Trump is going to go back to being even-handed and balanced, not just because he thinks that's good for him to be doing, but remember that a great part of the U.S. power projection into the Middle East was this illusion that the United States was an impartial arbiter between Israel and all those other nations. Now, obviously, following 9/11, America dropped that entire pretense, and anything Israel wanted, Israel got, which is why so many of those Middle Eastern nations walked away from the petrodollar deal and were rewarded for that with an invasion. So the situation there is very dynamic, and Trump may come to understand that the only way to restore peace and stability to the Middle East he's going to have to turn the United States government back into being a fair and balanced arbiter of Palestine and Israel. But again, we need to give him some time to see what's going on, and I think he's going to start out very pro-Israel, but I think when he is exposed to the reality of what's going on, unfiltered by corporate media, I think he's going to have a change of heart. At least he's open to a change of heart, and he's got the freedom to change his heart. Hillary Clinton was locked up for Israel before she even stole the nomination Absolutely. Away from Bernie Sanders. Absolutely. So I think in the long run, the outcome for Palestine is still going to be better under Trump than it would have been under Hillary.
I don't know how much Trump owes Sheldon Adelson, but of course Hillary was completely in the pocket of that Haim Saban. So you're right. I mean, she would have done anything that Tel Aviv asked. But I don't think Netanyahu's going to be around much longer anyway with this case coming, this corruption case. And I think the Israelis, I think most people in Israel realize Netanyahu being the face of Israel is just killing them. They need to get a softer, friendlier face there. Maybe Ehud Barak will come back. Who knows? But Netanyahu's just not working. They're becoming more and more isolated, more and more criticized throughout the world. So
you're
I think these days are numbered.
You're absolutely right there. And again, I get emails from Israel, not all of them filled with obscene threats. And the general sense is they'd like to see a more moderate government of Israel to tone down all of this hostility and violence, because, again, going back to Israel's government's deliberate policy of blurring the line between Israel and all of the world's Jewish people. All of the world's Jewish people understand the actions of the government of Israel are making this world a much more dangerous place for them, and they themselves have had nothing to do with it whatsoever. Certainly the American Jewish community would be much happier with a more moderate leader for Israel.
Absolutely. And, Putin did play this perfectly on this sanctions thing, further proof that he's the only statesman in the world.
Well, he's the only adult in the playroom at the moment here. And,
right, absolutely.
Yeah, he did, and he turned this whole diplomat thing around and made Obama look bad, and that's again, Putin's a chess player. He never makes a rash, reckless move. He thinks things through all the way, and that's a quality that has been sadly lacking in our entire government for decades.
Mike, do you think if Putin had proof that the U.S. was behind the Tu-154, that he would even refrain from confronting them over that?
I think he would stay absolutely quiet right now, because if the U.S. had something to do with the crash of that airliner, it's another provocation, and we're going to see more of them. Between now and January 20th, we're going to see the U.S. government try and provoke Russia any way they can. And Putin's just going to sit there and grin at them, laugh at them, actually. And the entire world is seeing who the aggressor provocateur is. We got to take a break here for commercials. Thank you very much for the phone call, and we'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website Angioprim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And somebody just sent me a flashback to 2014 when the CIA was accused of hacking into the computers of United States senators. And, of course, Brennan denied it because lying is what the CIA does. All righty, getting on back here to this nonsense about Russia hacking, Russia hacking, Russia hacking. We've got to go. Actually, your children have to go kill them for us. Your children have to go kill the ruble and the yuan for us money junkies. Basically, that's what the translation of all this comes down to. Now, you've probably already heard about William Binney. He was an NSA whistleblower long before Edward Snowden. And in fact, he was actually the guy who created originally the NSA's global surveillance system back in the days of Echelon. And even he is saying this Russian hacking report by the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI is just junk. It's absolute junk. And little historical note, the FBI, we're handed the complete plan for the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor in August of 1941 by a British double agent, Dusko Popov, codenamed Tricycle. And the FBI decided it was junk and threw it in the trash. So these guys aren't too brilliant to begin with. There was a song called Louie Louie that was out there on the radio, and the FBI was apparently spent 2 years and a lot of money on audio analysis trying to understand the lyrics to make sure there wasn't something obscene in there before somebody finally tapped them on the shoulder and reminded them the lyrics were on file at the copyright office. Okay? This is the real FBI, not the wonderful guys that you see on TV and movies. So, as you know, the U.S., Obama, let's put the blame where it belongs. Obama's out there flinging sanctions all over everybody. And apparently one of the companies that has been sanctioned is Zor Security, also known as ESAG Laboratories. And they've been sanctioned for providing digital weapons to the Russian government. And the problem is they don't. They don't work for the Russian government. The white hat hacker Elisa Esaj-Shevchenko, in an interview in 2015, said, no, we have no relationship with the Russian government. We don't provide them anything. And the U.S. has now sanctioned her company without any evidence of wrongdoing. I mean, that's how reckless they're behaving here. And again, Julian Assange has given yet another interview saying the DNC Clinton emails, Podesta emails, were an internal leak by a disgruntled employee. Now, William Binney, William Binney says that the NSA has been tracking the very same IPs the U.S. government claims are the source of the Russian hack attacks into the DNC. And Binney is saying the NSA would have all the necessary evidence, but none is forthcoming. Therefore, it obviously does not exist. Now, at one point, Julian Assange implied strongly that the leaker was Seth Rich, who died shortly thereafter under very suspicious circumstances. He was shot near his home at 4 o'clock in the morning, officially declared a robbery, except that he still had his wallet, his watch, and his cell phone. A lot of wet work going on these days. Now, Russian Foreign Ministry is out there saying that the entire world is now disgusted by Obama's disastrous foreign policy. Remember when Obama came into office, he was going to end the wars. He was going to bring our kids home. You can take that to the bank. And he never did it. The U.S. is still bogged down hopelessly in Iraq. It's still protecting poppy fields in Afghanistan. And cheap heroin is pouring onto the streets of America and Russia. Destroyed Libya, destroying Yemen. Then there's Ukraine. It's been one foreign policy disaster after another after another. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And apparently we are under a major denial of service attack on our server, like the one that took out Matt Drudge in Russia today. And that makes me even more concerned for this coming weekend. If they're trying hard to shut down the independent media or alternative points of view, then that's another reason to think they may be considering some kind of a false flag attack here. Alrighty, so moving right along here, we were talking about U.S. disastrous foreign policy, and to be fair, it wasn't all Barack Obama, and it wasn't all Hillary Clinton. This goes all the way back to George W. Bush, and as a matter of fact, 10 years ago, this day, December 30th, 2006, Saddam Hussein was executed by hanging. And the one of the last things he said was, you'll wish you had me back. And boy, oh boy, do they. Because getting rid of Saddam Hussein was supposed to launch a new golden age in Iraq and the Middle East. And it lasted about 35 seconds. Actually, you could clock it with an egg timer. And it just started this whole dissolution of a stable, peaceful Middle East into all these wars and faction groups, the rise of all these jihadists that eventually merged into the ISIS and Islamic State. It's been one mess up after another, after another, after another. Now, we all know the real reason for invading Iraq had nothing to do with weapons of mass destruction, because Iraq did not have them. Had nothing to do with Saddam Hussein assisting 9/11, because he didn't, and even George Bush is on video saying Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. And then supposedly it was because Iraq was aiding Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda. And the reality was they were fierce enemies. Al-Qaeda favors theocratic rule, and Iraq under Saddam Hussein was the only secular government in the entire Middle East. The real issue, of course, was smashing up Iraq into smaller parts that could be bullied around by Israel. And as punishment for Saddam Hussein starting to sell Iraq's oil for the euro instead of the dollar. That's what it was really all about. Now, is the corporate media going to tell you that? Absolutely not. Apparently, the ACLU and CAIR drafted a Gold Star father of a kid who got killed in the war, to come on out and say that the war on Iraq was for the Bill of Rights. And basically saying that we had to attack Iraq in defense of our country's ideals. No, you didn't. Iraq wasn't threatening our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. The threat to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights has been from our own government in the wake of the wars, citing the wars as the reason we have to shut you down. All right, let's take some phone calls here. We've got Etheric Dave from Crucial Nonsense. Oh, yeah, that's right. I was waiting for your phone call. Talk to us today about what's going on with your memorial site.
Aloha there, Michael. Happy New Year to you,
Happy
Claire,
New Year.
And the guys in the control room, Dan, Mike, Sam, and even John, too. Well, we've decided what we're going to do with that is it's going to be kind of a hybrid. We're going to pre-record a bunch of stuff because we have this issue with John being so worldwide famous and all the time zones being what they are and scheduling conflicts, it's going to be kind of difficult to get everybody to sit down in the same place at the same time. So we're going to record the whole first part of the show and just take submissions from a lot of different people and compile that. We're going to perform it somewhere live. We haven't decided on the venue yet, and then do a live segment on that, and then we'll get it all posted. Updates will be posted in johninbarbados.com. And we should have some more details figured out here shortly after the first of the year. And anybody that wants to contribute some messages about John, anything, email me, david@crucialnonsense.com, and we'll be sure to get all of those included in there. We were certainly caught unprepared by all of this. I feel very fortunate that I spent as much time with John on and off air as I did, and I will definitely miss him.
Well, I'm definitely going to miss him, and I'm sorry I had to take the headphones off there for a second. I was responding to something Claire was saying in the other room. But it has been amazing, the outpouring of condolences, and clearly John had an impact that was significant all around the globe. Of course, I've communicated not the individual emails, but their existence, the volume, the number of them to his family. I'm probably going to want to contribute something also to this memorial as well, because John was a significant contributor to my show. In fact, I think you could call him a fixture. I've had a lot of people write on in and say, I looked forward to John's phone calls every single day. And so we're definitely going to have some info to add to your program there. And, of course, once it is up for posting, we're definitely going to link to it. I'm looking at your website right now, johnandbarbados.com, a tribute to the legacy of John Marsh, the Caribbean critic. And I'm going to go ahead and post this to whatreallyhappened.com for people to take a look at and bookmark so that they can stay on top of all the announcements regarding this project.
We certainly appreciate you there, Mike. We were certainly unprepared for all this. The site will get prettier as time goes by, and we will get all this done. It is just amazing how many lives he touched, and he will live on in all of us that got touched by John in Barbados. So y'all stay safe out there. Stay free. Keep up the good fight. One of the last things John said is he's going to hold Trump's feet to the fire and make sure that he followed through with the promises. And we're going to pick up that torch, and we're going to keep running with it. So we'll let you go, Mike. Have a great new year, and we will talk to you on the flip side.
All right, absolutely. Have a happy new year, and we're going to switch over to Fran in Washington State. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Aloha nui nui.
Aloha nui nui.
I signed up on John Marsh's page this morning. Yes, he touched a lot of lives, and it's still going to be coming out as to how many of us he touched. I wanted to comment on the general topic of Obama's failures.
Yes.
And I think there's actually a thread running through them all, and I'm hoping that Trump is immune, but it has all the earmarks of our government as puppets to a shadow government that doesn't reveal itself. They're the money junkies, of course. They're the high-scale money junkies. Anyway.
Well, here's the point. Yes, we understand there was a shadow government, the pullers of the strings behind the scenes, but they're now exposed. 2016 was the year we rolled that rock over and saw what was lurking underneath, and they're scattering in the light. Again, I think one of the major reasons Trump won this election, certainly it was part of the reason that motivated me to support him, is that he is an outsider, and he's got his own money. He's not bought and paid for before he even gets into office. And he's a threat to the system because he won't do what he's told. And that's why the entire establishment was united against him. Even the GOP party was against him. They were rigging the elections against him. Not enough, obviously. The corporate media is still against him. He's going to be facing an obstructionist Congress. The establishment does not want any changes because they're living very, very well at our expense. And they think that's the way it's supposed to be, and it should just go on like that.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep. Talk to you later. Have a great day. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. We're going to let you go here. Now, getting on back to the news, George Soros is still out there. He's screaming and crying that Donald Trump is thwarting his plans to advance the New World Order. Well, George, I'd like to point something out. Having billions and billions of dollars that you made by very carefully investing all that cash you got, turning in your fellow Jews to the Nazis in Germany, does not make you God, does not make you wise, does not make you a superior intellect. And having billions of dollars does not give you the right to play God with the rest of the planet. And the same holds true for these other billionaires who think their money gives them special privilege to treat the planet and the human race like toys, such as Bill Gates. The New World Order is a bad idea for everybody who is not part of that ruling structure, because the New World Order is all about bringing back feudalism and serfdom and permanent debt slavery to a global private central bank. And we, the American people, are applauding Donald Trump for thwarting the New World Order because it's a bad idea. that stepping stone to the New World Order, the European Union, isn't working out very well for the people of Europe, is it? Now, I think humanity is best served by a planet with lots and lots of nations, each self-sufficient, taking care of their own needs, trade across the border, of course, tourism, certainly, cultural exchanges. But national borders serve the same function for planet Earth as fireproof doors in a building or watertight hatches in a ship. They contain an accident. Now, if you prop open the fireproof doors and you lock open the watertight hatches, it may seem like things are better because you can move around and it feels like it's all one entity. But the first office fire destroys that building. The first leak sinks the entire ship. We already saw that happen in 2008 when the economic globalism that was already in place turned the 2008 mortgage-backed security fraud meltdown from just being a Wall Street problem into something that seriously damaged banks all around the world. Now, there's another reason I'm opposed to globalism, and that is because if there is a single golden throne of planet Earth, it is only a matter of time before you will find some real dangerous person sitting on that seat. So what happens if a new Stalin or a new Hitler or a new Pol Pot gets that throne? There's nobody else to stand up to him and say, no, you are wrong. The other problem, last problem I have with the global government is it will bring to an end all social evolution. Now, if you go back and you study history, you will see that through ancient Egypt, into Greece, into Rome, into China, that everybody is always working to come up with a better society. But if there's only one society, that process will stop because all established governments work to preserve the status quo. Our government is not progressive. They're not forward-looking. In fact, right now they're looking back half a century ago as being where they want to get the nation back to. We're going to take a phone call from Steve in California. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I have to agree with your last caller about a shadow government. I think that is quite possible, but we do have a shadow government.
Yeah, but they're out of the shadows now.
My question was, is it too obvious, or is George Soros part of that shadow government, or is that just too obvious for us?
No, of course he's part of that shadow government. It's all the money junkies who are buying and bribing their way to greater wealth and greater power and greater control over our lives. That's as far as the shadow government needs to go. Follow the money.
I was just wondering about that because I thought maybe that might be too obvious to lead tracks to him and others, and that they wouldn't be stupid enough to actually out one of their shadow government people. But I thought the same thing.
Well, I don't think they outed him. Basically, you look at all these people, the Bilderbergers, the Council on Foreign Relations, and that's the club right there. And they get together and they do their plans. And they counted on the corporate media to keep their names out of the public eye when they didn't want to be in the public eye. The owners of the Federal Reserve, for example, when do you see their names in the news? When do you see their names on these Forbes list of the richest people on Earth? When clearly these are the richest people on Earth, but they don't want that to be seen. And so Forbes will say, all right, we'll start the list down here with the lesser billionaires, George Soros and Bill Gates and all the rest of that. And we'll leave the people of planet Earth to assume that those are that's as rich as people get. Instead of looking at the trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars of wealth that the owners of all these private central banks have accrued over the last 300 years of this scam.
Yeah. Michael, would you include that Bohemian Grove in that shadow government with the Bilderbergers, or is that just something totally separate, the Bohemian Grove?
I'm sure a lot of secret deals get made at the Bohemian Grove, finding places where they're private and there's going to be no media and there's going to be no possibility of being overheard. It's sort of the same thing that goes on golf courses, in the wrappings of a Renaissance pleasure fair.
Right. Hey, thanks, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. We're going to let you go. Now, interesting story has come on back here. Remember what I said, that if the legal problems start to really pile up around Hillary, that we could see a bug out of some of these top politicians and their aides and officials heading for places without an extradition. So there's a story now, came out of Investment Watch blog, and basically saying that the Clintons have transferred a substantial portion of their wealth to Qatar. And Qatar has no extradition agreements with the United States of America, even though they're all buddy-buddy and friends, and we've got naval assets parked there and everything. Qatar does not extradite to the United States of America. We may yet see a bug out. It's going to be a fight. The establishment against Donald Trump and the rest of the American people. Now then, let's see. Boy, the hackers are just not wanting to let go. Michael Moore has come out with a 5-point list on how to stop Donald Trump. We'll talk about it when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
Fall, my favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest. And I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Nature'sYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to nature'syouth.com. That's nature'syouth.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And basically, Michael Moore has come out with this list of five ways to stop Donald Trump. A lot of people are starting to make fun of him, as they should, because Michael Moore has now become the poster child for the crybaby liberal sore loser. And he's advocating protesting and disrupting the inauguration. He's trying to organize people for a mass mail campaign to Congress saying, impeach Donald Trump now. We don't care what the reason is. I mean, it's rather embarrassing here. And I used to hold Michael Moore in somewhat high regard because of things like Roger and Me, Canadian Bacon, one of my all-time favorite movies. But I started to lose enthusiasm for him when he tried to blame Saudi Arabia for 9/11 and certainly his anti-gun stance. And I think Moore is basically destroying his own audience with this childish behavior. Okay, now let's take a phone call. Dennis in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine.
Right. Happy New Year to you and Claire and all your listeners. I'm optimistic this year. It's rare for me, but I am optimistic. I don't know why. Maybe it's unfounded, but get right to the point. I know you're not much of a debater. I mean, I know if someone disagrees with your point of view, you're not patient with them to kind of sort it out. But,
well, that all depends on whether the opposing point of view is backed up with, you know, facts and actual hard data, as opposed to simply ranting and raving and citing biblical scripture for whatever, you know, their position happens to be. So
yeah, I agree.
Can we come to the point, because we're almost to the top of the hour break?
Yes. Well, I was going to talk about Israel and this new resolution thing. Why is
yes.
it? How long has it been going on? The rest of the world has been voting to stop Israel from invading other people's lands, enslaving them in these open air pens. I mean, all of a sudden we've not went through with the veto, and now, you know, all of a sudden it's bizarre. The whole world has been going on with this, right? I mean, they want this to happen, but now all of a sudden it's a big issue.
Well, the issue is that Israel has gotten away with their crimes against other nations by relying on the U.S. veto at the Security Council. Obviously, if the U.S. does leave the U.N., which is now being talked about openly, Israel would lose that permanently. But Israel just got used to always having the U.S. veto so that they could go on out and do whatever they wanted.
That's my point. What the rest of the world has been doing this, trying to bring this up to the focus of the world attention for years, and we keep vetoing it, and you know. But now, I mean, it's been an issue forever. I mean, it's nothing that's not obvious. I mean, I'm not a Jew hater by no means. I'm a people lover, but
no, this has nothing to do
agenda.
With Jew. This has nothing to do with Jews.
Agenda.
Okay, we got to take a break for our top of the hour station identification. Thank you for the phone call, and I'll respond after the break.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.